the other day there was a story on Channel 7 about a little girl called Mia, and there's a fundraiser for her happening in Maribyrnong very shortly.
Sepsis is a condition that kills more than one Australian every 2 hours, yet very few people know much about it.
Brisbane parents Peter and Amy Wilkinson found out about sepsis in the toughest possible way and are sharing the story of their gorgeous little girl Mia with a simple message. If you have a loved one who's ill, ask the question, could it be sepsis?
Hi, my name's Mia.
At age four, Mia Wilkinson was a happy, smiling little girl.
You're doing wonderfully.
Attending kindy.
Yeah.
Swimming, gymnastics, just your normal, beautiful four-year-old.
I love you, Mummy. I love you too, darling.
It's hard to remember some aspects of because so much has happened.
On October 13 last year, everything changed.
One afternoon, she said, "I don't feel well," and then the next day, you know, this whole thing started.
We're in ICU overnight. Changed.
It was the flu, but so much more.
It turned out to be influenza A, influenza B, RSV, which is another virus, invasive strep A bacterial infection, and which resulted in sepsis.
Sepsis is called a silent killer. Close to 5,000 Australians die from it every year. Mia went from being unwell to on life support in 24 hours.
And unfortunately for Mia, they had to amputate parts of her arms and parts of her legs. There are some fundraisers going on at the moment, and we've got some lovely people locally helping out. If you want to find out information about what she's doing, movementformia.org. But this Tuesday, the 2nd of October, you can help out in Maribyrnong. And one of the ladies behind this is Jessie. Good morning, Jessie.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. I'm loving that you guys are supporting Mia and her cause. What a crazy, crazy thing to happen to a family.
Yeah, it's been a terrible year for them. But any way we can try and help, we will.
Absolutely. So doors open at 5 p.m. Dance is from 5:30 to 7 p.m. So this is for the kids at St Mary's Parish Hall on Bazaar Street.
Yes, yes. Children and adults can attend, all ages.
Excellent. Let's Dance for Mia, a really, really good thing to do. Now, can you tell us how you guys ended up getting involved, Jessie?
Yes. So Wendy, who is Mia's grandmother, she attends our Wednesday morning classes, which my mum teaches, and we heard about Mia's story and wanted to get behind them and try and help some way that we could. And if that's just a little bit of funds to help with the prosthetics and medical costs,
yes,
then that's what it will do.
Well, that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. Because kids are constantly growing, prosthetics cost a lot, don't they?
That's exactly right, yeah. Every few years she will have to have a change with her prosthetics. So, yeah, our little dance hopefully will help her.
This is just a nice way that everybody can get involved. So 5:30 to 7 p.m. St Mary's Parish Hall, Bazaar Street, this Tuesday, 2nd of October. And if you want any more information or you'd like to donate, you can follow her progress. Movementformia.org is the place to go. Thank you very much for joining us, Jessie.
Thank you.